Okay, well, sure, we'll go to the action yesterday. I suppose on Friday, do you want to just mention Friday? T20 Cup Premier Groups.
Yes, that's right. Brayley losing by one run to Coleraine, which was probably a little bit of a shock, because Coleraine have a very, very young side this year. So that was a bit of a shock. But Brayley has top of the league. They played two league games and won both of them. So they're on a good run, but that was a little bit of a disappointment for them on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunamana had no problem. They beat Fox Lodge quite easily.
They did 1-3, 5-4, 2, winning by 8 wickets there.
Yes.
So we'll move on to Saturday. And is there, Strabane against Coleraine, the match awarded to Strabane. What happened there?
Yeah, Coleraine couldn't field the team. Apparently a lot of their players were going up the Irish Cup final, and obviously they couldn't get 11 players to turn out, which is a bit disappointing. But they scratched and notified the North West earlier in the week that they wouldn't be fielding the side. So Strabane picking up the 2 points.
Without playing, will there be any penalty other than that for Coleraine?
Yeah, they lose 10 points. That's deducted from their final total because of not fielding, and they'll probably get fined as well, Miles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Strabane against Brady, how did that finish?
It finished in a tie, unbelievable. Strabane only got 98, sorry, Brady got 98 for 9, and Strabane needed 3 of the last ball, but they could only manage 2, so they finished in 98 for 8. So that game was tied, 12 and a half points each in that one.
So it doesn't matter how many wickets you use up, it's just the final run score.
Final runs is all that matters, mate. See, it doesn't come into play how many wickets you lose in that toughness competition.
Okay, that'll be an easier enough way to maybe distinguish between the two teams when they do end on the same number of runs.
Well, it's better with that team with the less wickets should probably win the game, but it's not the rule in this competition.
Okay. All right, and Brigade playing Dunamana.
Yeah, Brigade won quite easily. Dunamana looked to be in a position to get 130 or 140, but slowed up and started to lose wickets. Brigade, no problem, 113 is all Dunamana managed. Dwayne McGarrigle, top scoring there, was 29. But Brigade made it tight enough. They lost a few wickets later on, but they only lost the 5. And Gareth McKeegan, top scoring there, was 38. So Brigade winning that one by 5 wickets.
Mm-hmm. And were Eglinton playing?
Eglinton weren't playing yesterday. They played the second match yesterday. Brigade had a doubleheader yesterday. Brigade turned around and won that one quite comfortably as well. So they had a very good day yesterday at Beach Grove.
Uh-huh. How long does the T20 games last in general, roughly speaking?
Well, you're probably looking about an hour and a half for each innings. You're looking at maybe three and a half hours with a break in between innings. Mm-hmm. So it'll be 3.5 hours maximum.
Okay, so that's a fairly long day if you're playing two games.
It is, yeah, because the Brigade were on the field obviously for nearly enough 7 hours yesterday. It was just a 20-minute break in between games, so it can be a long day. But then again, Miles, they do play 50 overs cricket on the normal league sense, so that was only 40 overs yesterday.
Yeah, I suppose if you look at it like that, yeah. Okay, let's turn to the action today. Coleraine back in action, taking on Ardmore. How did that finish?
Yeah, well, Coleraine have qualified for the semi-final now. Ardmore just made 98 for 9, and Coleraine just lost the 3 wickets. Scott Campbell, their captain, made 50-odd not out. So Coleraine have qualified. Incidentally, they have qualified. The qualified 4 now, the last 4 are Brigade, Dunamana, Brady and Coleraine after the weekend's games. And although Dunamana obviously lost to Brigade, they still finished runners-up in the group, so that qualifies them for a semi-final space.
OK, so Coleraine, Dunamana, Brigade, is it?
Yes, Brigade and Brady.
And Brady. All right. And today as well, Fox Lodge playing Brigade.
Yeah, it was up at that one, Miles. It was a lovely day up there at Ballymacgorry. Brigade, funnily enough, losing out in that one, which was a bit of a shock. Although they had qualified and they changed their batting order around quite a bit. But they managed to get 132, sorry. But Fox Lodge batted very well. Some of their young players they brought in this year did very well. And they won by 5 runs. Was a big result for them, their first one of the season. But as I say, Brigade didn't look to be all that interested, having already qualified.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Coleraine, Dunamana, Brigade and Brady.
That's the 4 in the semi-final, a draw still to be made.
Okay. And the league, when does it come back into play again?
it's not on now to the 2nd of June. We've got cup ties all the rest of this month. Obviously, the test match next week, there's no cricket in Ireland at all, obviously, other than that one, Pakistan and Ireland, a massive, massive bit of history going to be made at Malahide next Friday, fingers crossed for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week is the All-Ireland Cup. And the week after that is the Bank of Ireland Cup. So it's all cups the rest of the month, plus the test match. And then back on the league action the first Saturday in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big day for Ireland next Friday, taking on Pakistan. It's for the men and indeed for the women.
Absolutely, it'll be a magnificent occasion. We're all looking forward to the weather. If it stays like this, it'll be brilliant. Forecast apparently isn't great for next weekend, but not the first time they got it wrong. Hopefully they did get it wrong this time. But a big crowd expected at Malahide, and Northwest well represented. Five of the Northwest Warriors are in the Ireland 14, so that's good for the cricket.
Yeah, I was going to say that's really, 5 out of 14, that's a big average.
Absolutely, and they played during the week in Northwest Warriors and scored 506 against Leinster Lightning, who are the top seed and have been over the years. So the Northwest Warriors are bouncing back, and they get recognition of 5 of their players, and that's 14. It's a tremendous effort.
It sure is. And tell me, are there any Northwest players in the women's team, or how strong is cricket in the Northwest?
Well, the women's team haven't got anybody in the international front, unfortunately. It's died a little bit of a death up here around the Northwest ladies cricket. One or two teams have pulled out this year. So it's not as strong as it is, obviously, down south. They have the bulk of the international side. But Northwest, they still have a ladies league, but it's starting to lose a little bit of impetus.
And you would think that maybe now with, the international status, that perhaps it might grow stronger?
Well, you would hope so, mind, but it hasn't happened yet now, to be fair. As I say, one or two teams dropping out, which is not encouraging. But hopefully it'll come back and people can see the opportunities you get now getting picked for Ireland ladies. It'll certainly, there's a big carrot dangled in front of them if they can produce the goods locally.
Can Ireland's men do well against Pakistan?
Well, the only bonus they've got, of course, is that Pakistan have a very inexperienced side coming over. They play England in two tests after they play Ireland. Ireland, I can see them doing fairly well. They don't want to be embarrassed. It's a five-day test. You don't want it finished in 3 days because every day's of the world are on them now, being their first test match. But they have a very strong side. I can see them doing fairly well. And not beyond the possibility that they could beat Pakistan.
Yeah, that would be history in the making as well.
Another feller in the cap, exactly.
It would, and wouldn't it be great to be a member of that team if that was what's going to happen, or even the fact that they're playing them for the first time. Who was that big? That was it the West Indies that were beaten? Was it in somewhere in Tyrone? Was it Sion Mills?
Sion Mills,
back in the good old days.
I was at that game, actually. Yeah, 27 all out the West Indies got. And there was a lot of things talked about saying that they'd been out the night before and they got a lot of Guinness, etc. I don't take that at all. I mean, they're professional cricketers. No professional wants to go out in any sport and get embarrassed like that. So, no, I don't believe that. But it's just one of those days. The wicket was wet, and it suited, obviously, the Irish bowlers. But, no, definitely it was a tremendous performance, and that's gone down in the history books.
It sure has. What year was that, Damon?
I think that was back, and I'm trying to think here, mate. It might have been 72 or something around that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, no, 68, I think it might have been, actually.
Right. It wasn't the day or yesterday, anyway.
It wasn't the day or yesterday. There's a few waters under the bridges in Selmides.
There sure has. So I presume you're heading for Malahide?
I'm hopefully going down Friday and Saturday, mate. Fingers crossed. It's the weather that's sort of making me sort of dubious at the minute. Mm-hmm. You certainly don't want to be down there and sitting about all day long and the rain coming down, so keeping my eyes on the forecast for the rest of the week.